Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
Thank you for the assist there, Dustin. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for our buddy Greg Pickle, who I guess we could actually say he's out on assignment today.
He is. He's working. We're sitting here.
That's right. As it should be. It is National Signing Day, so Greg has lots of responsibilities there. So Dusty and I will take you at least through the first half of the show, talking recruiting and everything with the National Signing Day. After that, we're going to do quite a shift of gears, and this, I could say, is by popular demand. Our buddy Brandon Pelter will be back on the phone. Dustin, you'll be talking to him about wrestling.
Yeah, so we've been talking Penn State basketball all year, but we have not had Brandon. And part of it's just, you know, we couldn't have Brandon on for part of the year also. But how are we going to talk about Penn State hoops and not talk about the best wrestling program in the country? So we're going to get started with that, and I think we're going to do it every week now, as we should.
And by the way, I did have listeners point out to me, how come you're covering basketball and not wrestling? So there you go, folks. You ask for it, you get it. And then the end, we are going to have Ask Greg. Yes, we pre-recorded that. Your questions, Greg's answers, brought to you by Tailgate Wine. All right. As we said to start, Dustin, it's National Signing Day. First of all, full disclosure, it's Wednesday. We're recording this. Probably you folks listening will know more than us by the time you listen to the show. At this point, we do have TJ Jones, who is committed. This morning, we don't have the answer on a few other folks like Nick Cross. That's a whole nother story right there. But what I want to start with, Dustin, is this is the second year of the early signing period. And I want to get your take on just how important this day is. And I bring that up for those of you who don't know, Jim does a long commute to get here. I was listening to a national college football radio show this morning for about an hour on my commute. They did not mention National Signing Day once. Yeah. What does that tell you? How big a deal is today?
Well, it's not a big deal, really. And there are a lot of programs. And Penn State has, you know, James Franklin said this, I think, back in December, which feels like an eternity ago. He said, you know, if everything goes to plan, they're just not going to have a lot of drama leading up to the December signing period and leading up to this signing period, too. And what you have is, you know, most of the key players in a recruiting cycle will have relationships with schools to the point where they're ready in December. They're getting ready in December. This time between December and February, as we've seen, it can actually be very good for some of the three-star potential type guys, because now programs are racing to fill up the last few spots. They know what they need. They know what they have. And this, you know, six-week stretch has been good for a lot of different three-stars who are being treated like four-stars right now because of the way the market has taken shape. So there's not a ton of impact guys who are making decisions. And Penn State, a couple three-stars today, not that they're not good enough to be in Penn State's class talking about those guys, but there's questions about what they can do and what they can't do. Nick Cross, who I guess we'll find out a little bit later this afternoon, by the time you're listening to this, you might know, he's probably not going to Florida State. So now Penn State is in the mix for him. He's one of the real select few impact type players who are out there right now, and Penn State's in on him.
Here's my favorite part of the Nick Cross recruiting. He committed to Florida State, I believe it was back in September. So he's still technically a Florida State commit. A few weeks ago, he put out his Final Four.
Yeah.
I love
it's,
that.
It's recruiting in a nutshell. It's recruiting in a nutshell. And I know, you know, to what degree does the word commitment mean something when it's just a verbal commitment? And a lot of times it changes. James Franklin tries to be in a situation where once you commit to him, you're committed to him. And he tries to, as he says, talk kids out of that. It doesn't always go that way, right? You don't always see that way. It's an idealistic way of looking at things, but this is what happens. You get into silly season, and he's never formally, officially backed out of a Florida State pledge. But if you're putting out a top four, you're not really committed to Florida State.
No. Excuse me. I don't think you are. You got me laughing there, Dustin.
Now you're really filling in for Greg with yes. with the indigestion type yes. stuff.
Well, that, like I said, you shouldn't make me laugh here, Dustin, while we're on the air. Let me ask you this, though, again, about the dynamics of the two signing days. How much effect is there now because of the transfer portal? And by the way, it took us 5 minutes to bring up the transfer portal today.
It's a record. That's a new record over the past few weeks.
I think it is, because using Penn State as an example, and Penn State might be the extreme example because of a couple things. They were very much affected by the transfer portal on one side. On the other side, if you're talking about the 25 recruit limit per year, they're well below that. And to add to it, they're well below the 85 scholarship players number also. So I believe there were some Penn State fans who were thinking, wait a minute, James doesn't do anything without it being a plan or part of the plan. And I think a lot of Nittany Lion fans were hoping this would still be a big day. It was all part of a master plan where he would have availability when the other schools don't.
Yeah. I would say this about the transfer portal and how it relates to recruiting and how it relates to scholarship numbers and what we know about James Franklin's plan, what we don't know about James Franklin's plan. We're living in a time right now where this is a first for all this stuff. We don't know what the relationships are going to be like. Coaches probably don't know exactly what the relationships are going to be like, how this stuff is going to work out. James Franklin, I am positive, has had a plan for this for a long time. We just don't know what that is. And today is actually and why Greg is on his way to State College right now. We'll have heard from James, I would guess, when you listen to this. But it's the first time we're going to hear from him since all this stuff. So there's a lot we don't know about what the transfer portal means. Lamont Wade coming back, for example. How frequent is that going to be? This is a new time in college football. And all casual observers have no idea how all this stuff is going to intermingle. And I think even probably coaches don't know exactly where scholarship numbers are coming from. And I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I don't think anybody really has a lot of sympathy for guys who make $5 million a year. There's, you know, but they are doing a lot all year long, constant recruiting, always, you know, you get a bye week in the season, you are hitting a whole bunch of schools, you're flying, you're all over the place. And now this is just another piece, another way that schools have to recruit. They got to recruit their own players to stay out of the transfer portal. They don't have as much say over whether kids can stay or jump or where they can go or when they can go. So I think coaches are just going to be even busier as a result of it. And there's just a lot we don't know, I guess, is the short answer to that.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And guess what? I think you folks are learning it. A wonderful contest, a raffle, we should say. If you have the Keystone Kickoff app, there's a new button there. Push the button, enter your name and email address, and you will be in a raffle. We will draw a winner. The winning ticket will get a free RV for the blue-white game. That's going to be a lot of fun. One note, Dustin.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Have some self-respect. Put your name in once. All right. Don't be greedy. Don't try to put you're not going to get ruled out if you do this multiple times. We're not going to pull all your names out of the hat, but all but one. Save yourself some time and just put your name in.
You one. Get one shot at it. As you said earlier, Dusty, if we didn't point that out, hey, game the system, right?
And I apologize if I insulted you. But look at yourself in the mirror. Have some respect.
Okay. So one entry per person. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll give you details on the date when we'll do the drawing.
I'm getting in. I haven't done it yet, but I'm getting in. I did this once, and I think it's unbelievable. I think it's such an awesome idea that I feel like every – College Stadium should have something like this nearby. Penn State actually does. You don't have to worry about anything. And I personally believe, this is not just me pitching for it, I personally believe, I have fond memories as a kid going back and taking RV trips to Penn State bowl games. I have fond memories of RVs. I think they just have so much more character than just a, you know, a plain hotel room.
It is.
Not that you can always get a hotel room anyway.
Right. It's a fun time, and we should also point out that our buddy Mark over at GoPSURV is also doing specials for the blue-white game, starting at $350 for the whole weekend. Come in Friday, stay through Sunday, 409 tailgate food, lots of games, fun, free shuttle to the game. Anyway, let's get back to recruiting, because there is some news, and it ties into what we were talking about. Penn State had one recruit who was less than a four-star going into the last couple days, and between last night and this morning, they picked up 2 3-star recruits. First off, Daquan Hardy, a scat back kind of guy, defensive back, probably a special teams kind of guy, 3-star, but maybe the most important stat, 5'10", 160. I suspect.
I'm okay with that.
Is that probably what's keeping him from being a four-star?
I think nowadays, if you're below 6 feet tall, there's a big strike against you right away. Just the way the football has evolved and such a premium put on those taller cornerbacks. But Penn State has not cared a great deal about that height number, really, ever. And this guy runs in the 4.4s. Picture Grant Haley, you know, and Grant Haley being the prototype for what Penn State thinks it can do at the cornerback position. I know that there's questions, and I know that you got to see Daquan Hardy gain 20 pounds right off the bat. I don't think you can play college football no matter what the position is and be less than 180 pounds. So that's going to be the priority. But I said it earlier this week, you're going to put it in Dwight Galt's hands, and his hands have been – you cannot deny that they've been fully capable of doing whatever they need to do to get guys where they need to be. So we'll see. There's obviously some question marks, but if it's a development from a strength and size standpoint, no question.
Well, plus, if you're going to – and I'll use the word make it a stretch to take this kid – if you're going to take the 3-star or the stretch kind of kid, you want someone who has some special, specific talent. And he does. He is that small, quick guy. He can be a game breaker type. And you can't have enough of those guys. So if you're going to take, and if you were here in our studio, you'd see my air quotes, taking a chance on a guy, this is probably the kind of guy you want to do that with.
Yeah, a good late get. It's what you're looking for late in the cycle when you got a couple spots to spare. You're looking for somebody who's like a project, so to speak. These are the guys who are most likely to not work out. They're the guys most likely to transfer, but there's a possibility of turning them into something that can help you out. I guess we'll probably spill over into the next segment to talk about TJ Jones and some other stuff.
Yes, we will. That's it for quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more recruiting.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.